Okay, people. So you notice no happy-go-lucky music intro this week, and just to point out, you probably also notice that it doesn't say season one, episode six, or whatever. So just to warn you, really, it's not the normal sort of episode where we have a good laugh and all that. Since we started, John's been wanting to tell people this story since we started this podcast. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, it's quite a particular reason to do it now.
Three years
since. Okay, so I'm just gonna hand over to John now. Tell us what he wants to tell us.
Okay, Dave, thanks for that. It's about alcohol, really, and about my journey with alcohol over the last few years. And if you listen to this in any way where anything identifies with it, try and get some help, try and do what you can. But I'm here, and this is 3 years pretty much to the day on the anniversary of when I was in a coma with less than 48 hours to live. I'll go into this further as the weeks go on, but this is just something I've written that I'd like to share with people tonight. So this is called Dying for a Drink. Every party needs alcohol, and this one is no exception. It's a private party, just me and a few cases of John Smith's. Nice low ABV, 3.8%. No spirits for me, sensible drinking. The party's going well, April 2021. Feeling mellow, angry, confused, bitter, vindictive, hard done by. Why is life such a bastard? Is it worth the struggle, the battle, the constant heartache? There is an easier option, suicide. But no, that's a coward way out. What would the family think? What would your friends think? Loser, failure, worthless. Most probably think that anyway. Pshhh, another can opened. In the glass it goes. Ah, my friend. Swirling around the glass like a storm brewing, the head settling out. The widget, what a great invention, just like a pint poured into a pub with the injection of the nitrogen gas. I digress slightly. Thinking about the pub I've lost. I've lost my house, lost my wife, lost my life. It's not my fault. I'm getting pissed now. Finally, 30 plus cans and now it's starting to feel it. It's a good feeling. Things make sense now. Time for another can. It's all making sense now. There is a way out. Darkness. Whoa, the party's in full swing now. I'm at the entrance of the nightclub. There are loads of partygoers hanging around. They remind me of the gremlins from the film when they get wet. They all have a can of John Smith's in their hands. They're all dancing manically, waving me in. I can't really see. It's black, red, orange. Flames are lurking around. There's a constant noise. It's a deep bass, throbbing deep bass. They all step aside to let me in. In front of me is the Tasmanian devil, massive, 8 foot tall. 4 foot wide, a smile on his face. Not a welcoming smile, an evil grimace. He holds a can of beer up to my face and pulls a ring pull. The noise deafens me. The spray covers my face. I can't breathe. Darkness. Stop kicking my ankle, it hurts. I'm going to lay this little shit out if it kicks me again. What is going on? I'm being held down by three security guards and the fourth is kicking my ankle again. I'm the getting the better of them. I know how to handle myself and deal with these muppets easily. Suddenly a giant pair of boots are in my face. Christ, who do these belong to? Looking up, I see a pair of uniform trousers and then the high-vis. Further up is the chest of a man mountain. From my position on the floor, he looks 8 foot tall. Now I see the signage. Police. What the hell is happening? What is going on? Where am I? Have we finished, Mr. Rhodes? He politely asks. Yes. Yes, I reply. I'm done. Can you explain what's happening, I ask. I'm taken to the desk. I'm in Airedale Hospital. I've been sectioned. Committed, call it what you want, for my safety and for the safety of others. What? I'm not a danger. What is going on? I ask again. Please, please, Mr. Rhodes, calm down. Please come into this room so we can assess you. You are unwell. The nurse comes and goes. The doctor comes and goes. Injections, tablets, tubes inserted. Every time someone leaves, the door is locked. I close my eyes and rest. It's my birthday, 19th of April. I have a nappy on, a tube in my penis, a drip on my arm. I can't move. My back is in pain. I'm confused. I don't know what is happening. I need to urinate but can't control it. I'm shaking. The door is unlocked and the nurse comes in. She smiles with a look that I will get to understand. The doctor will come around soon to see you. Do you understand? I nod. Can I stand up, please, I ask. Not yet, is her reply. You are all hooked up. You are very poorly. Please just rest. I nod. The clock becomes my friend. We share a lot of time together. I find that funny. How long have I been in here? How long will I be in here? I have stuff to do. An hour later, the doctor with a posse of students arrives. He means business. I'm giving the news. All your salts are wrong. Your magnesium, your sodium, they're all wrong. They're at levels to trigger a heart attack. Your potassium is too high. Your liver is working at 3%. You have hepatic encephalopathy. You are not going to survive. Your liver cannot process your fluids. Your brain has been poisoned. You are very unwell. You cannot make decisions for yourself. The DNR is in place. The DNR? What is that? Do not resuscitate. He answers matter-of-factly. Oh, okay, Mr. Rhodes. You have less than 3 months to live. We will do what we can. Some of the students look shocked. I reply, okay. Can I have a wash, please? They leave and I lay there. Shit, this is serious and okay. I need a drink. How do I get one? I need my friend. He won't let me down. John Smith's never lets me down. Have a word with yourself. It's because of John Smith you're in here. He's left you to die, and you still think of him as a friend.
Wow. Well done. Well, as John was saying there, I'm sure he'd like that if that's resonated with you in any way, to do something about it.
Yeah. I will tell you in further episodes how I've got here 3 years later. And there is help. There is hope. You are not on your own. There is people there to help you. Get some help if you need it. Please do.
Brilliant. Well done.